The price that utility companies can buy electricity for has fallen by more than a third compared to June last year. New figures from the Central Statistics Office show a slight month-on-month increase, but a fall by 35.6% between June 2022 and this June. But that big fall has yet to be reflected in what consumers pay. Robert Short, our economics correspondent, joins us now. Robert, take us through what's happening in the energy market then.
So as you mentioned there, Gavin, the wholesale price of electricity, so that's the price that will be charged to big users like industrial customers and so on. That's down 36% in June compared to June of the previous year. And in fact, in the year to date, compared to the year to date in 2022, it's down by about a third. So, you know, more or less the same. But it did go up slightly in June by 11%. And the reason for that is, if you cast your mind back to June, it was a glorious month, lovely warm weather, but there wasn't much wind around. And in fact, we had the first amber alert of the year on the 12th of June. So basically, there was probably more dependence on fossil fuels to generate electricity here, and that would have had an effect on price. And then also, you would have seen, you know, the main ingredient in generating electricity in terms of fossil fuel is gas, and there was a little bit of an uptick in the price of gas, nothing like what we'd seen before. But it traditionally happens as you go into the summer in Europe, the gas prices go up because there's a big demand for electricity for the generation of air conditioning and so on. So all of those factors mean that wholesale electricity prices went up slightly in June, but overall, compared to where they were last year, they're down about 36%, which is quite significant.
Yes, but why aren't our bills falling?
Well, it's a very good question. So the answer given by utility companies up to now is that they've hedged their prices. So we saw the last big increase in residential prices in October of last year, and that was on foot of absolutely massive increases in the wholesale price of gas as a result of the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. Now, the wholesale price of gas has come down by about 90% since, but the domestic price that we're paying in terms of both gas and electricity hasn't come down. The utility companies would say that their hedging prevented that massive increase in wholesale prices last year being fully passed on to consumers. But as the gap between where wholesale prices were towards August and September last year compared to where they're going for the rest of this year becomes greater, and there's no reason to think that they won't continue to fall by comparison, then that argument is going to be harder to maintain. And I think you're going to see, you would expect to start to see some decrease in residential prices here. But the energy companies would also point out that even though gas prices have come down, they're still higher than their long-term average. So, you know, you can see gas prices in Europe today, they're trading at around 28 euro per megawatt hour. Historically, they would have been trading at about 17 euro per megawatt hour. So we're probably not going to go back just yet to where prices were before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But it does seem that if this downward trend in gas prices long term continues, that there would have to be some sort of shift downwards in the prices that people are paying in their domestic bills.
You'd think so. Robert Short, our economics correspondent, thank you.